And media organizations in the broadcasting industry have been entreated to make use of the delayed broadcast mechanism and see its use as mandatory in the broadcasting industry, more especially as the country awaits the December presidential election verdict. The verdict, when given, is likely to attract diverse views and comments from discussants and callers who may not be circumspect in their contribution to promote national peace. In this write-up, Rita Mpabing Tete explores the realization of this call, especially when the U.S. Information Service donated some media to some media houses delayed broadcast equipment to work with.
Delayed broadcast equipment is a broadcasting device which serves as a gatekeeping tool in broadcasting. It is usually used during live broadcasts where there will be the need to invite phone-in by the public to contribute to issues under discussion. The issue may be socio-political or economic. In most cases, there are fears that some die-hard supporters of political parties may express views which may be unpalatable. Others may also, in the course of expressing their views, cast a slur on the arms of government and politicians. Due to this, the delayed broadcast equipment will be applied to cut off statements that are not in good taste. In an attempt to explore the need for delayed broadcast and how far its use has impacted on the activities of media houses, I first sought to know from a technical expert on the equipment. Oscar Incho is the Director of Technical Production and Acting Deputy Director General of GBC, the state broadcaster.
Broadcast delay systems are very important devices that enable broadcasting stations to prevent obscene or libelous content from being aired. And they do this by injecting a delay into the material that is flowing out of the broadcasting chain. The delay normally will be about 20 seconds, allow the monitoring operator to decide if what he is monitoring is good enough for broadcast. If it is not, it is dumped. And this is dumped without any indication of anything that has happened. You could adjust it even up to 40 seconds. But I tell you, 20 seconds is quite a long time.
Mr. Incho also believes that a broadcasting law, when in place, will mandate broadcasters to use delayed broadcast machines. He said the broadcasting bill, when passed into law, will make it obligatory for all broadcasters to operationalize delayed broadcast equipment to filter undesired information.
In so many administrations in the world, it is in the broadcasting law that every station must have it as a part of their broadcasting chain and must use it for specific types of programming like phone-ins and others. And I think that now that the Broadcasting Act for Ghana is being processed, I believe that very soon the National Media Commission will ensure that all broadcasters comply with this in order to bring some sanity into our airwaves.
So, how far have media houses with the equipment gone in using them? Producer of Breakfast Show on Unique FM shares his views.
Yes, it will be very much useful. It will help the presenter to control lots of things, to also know exactly what somebody is about saying or caller is about saying before at least the listener listens to what the caller is saying. It's very important. It makes your work one way or the other relaxed and easy and very, very, very controlling.
The umbrella body of journalists, the Ghana Journalists Association, believes the delayed broadcast equipment, if well utilized, will lessen its long-standing campaign on ensuring professional standards and sanity on the airwaves. The president of the association is Roland Afelmoni.
Our media landscape is littered by as many as 257 radio stations. The level of responsibility is not uniform. You don't expect certain members of the public, because of their background, to be decorous and civil in their language. So this reinforces the need for a system or mechanism which will block certain words, certain comments which are unwholesome, which are offensive, which are insightful and instigating violence with unimaginable proportions.
Commenting on suggestions that the media ahead and during the Supreme Court verdict should make use of delayed broadcast equipment, Mr. Money said broadcasters should not limit its use to the Supreme Court verdict, but must be part of their live broadcast operation. solutions.
I don't think we need to wait till the D-Day before attempting to do something to sanitize and purify the airwaves. So we need to tame our tongues as well as the tongues of the public who sometimes, with or without provocation, can go ballistic, and this can have devastating consequences for all of us.
The body mandated constitutionally to guard and guide activities of the media is the National Media Commission. Its Executive Secretary George Sapon gives the Commission's impression on the delayed broadcast equipment.
Delayed broadcast equipment is by itself not a professional gadget. So the equipment does not have the intelligence to be able to determine that this content is good, I should let it go, or this content is bad. It only gives some professional person using it just a little time to decide that this kind of material within a split second shouldn't go because it is bad. So whilst we see it as a useful idea, ultimately the best way to promote professionalism in the profession is the quality of professionals we have.
Mr. Sapon hinted that the NMC is in collaboration with other stakeholders to ensure peace after the Supreme Court verdict. He mentioned that the NMC will name and shame media houses that go contrary to the professional standards.
Ultimately, our biggest expectation is that our colleagues will act professionally. If you watch across Ghana now, the same panelists appearing on different programs appear to speak and behave differently. So where they think that there are professional standards to meet, they are cautious. If name and shame is what is required to achieve that, we would do it. If any other approach is considered the most appropriate within the circumstance of the time, the Commission would not hesitate to adopt that approach.
The president of the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association, Chief Christa Jirako, was optimistic that GIBA members will remain professional. He, however, said not all media houses have the delayed broadcast equipment to work with, and plans are far advanced to provide members with the equipment.
It wasn't a general program where every station must have a delay dam. No, it wasn't so. Yes, we know the delay dam is good. Some people have it, they're not using it. Behind the delay dam, we're working around training our people to be able to deliver as professionals as required.
Chief Christa Jirako gave a word of advice to media personnel and Ghanaians.
You know, Giba, we don't want to be reactive. We are so proactive, and we have a mantra, Ghana first. You see, about the Supreme Court, yes, a lot of people are worried. It should be expected. But I think that it's not the first time we're having cases in the Supreme Court and coming out. So let us believe in ourselves that we will get through it, and freely we are one people. I mean, I don't feel there's going to be any problem, but we should not rest.
Indeed, delayed broadcast equipment is one of the options needed to ensure sanity on the airwaves, and as experts, professionals and technocrats have indicated, it is important for broadcasters to operationalize the equipment to avoid all kinds of distasteful comments. Rita Ampabintete, reporting for Radio Ghana.